It's been an inkling for me to contact you to see how you were doing. Tim Cunningham, for those who don't know, is a great saxophone player with Lansing roots. He went to high school here in Lansing, played football for Michigan State University. He's always been a great artist. Tim, talk a little bit about your hometown roots.
Well, born and raised in Lansing. Went to Everett High School. Didn't actually want to play football when I was in high school. I was more into the music, actually. I started playing saxophone in seventh grade in junior high school at Walter French Junior High. And sports was kind of secondary for me. So I got to high school and actually wanted to be a basketball player because I was so enthused by the whole Magic Johnson era back then. And somebody asked me to come out to play football and said, hey, look, we need a quarterback. You know, first week I'm the quarterback. The next week I'm on varsity playing down in Jackson Parkside, scored 3 touchdowns. And then I started getting letters to go to college. So, and that's basically how I ended up at Michigan State. But the music was still, like I said, very important. I was a music major there. I eventually got my degree in telecommunications and just started playing my saxophone like crazy after I got out of college and fell into trying to become a recording artist and ended up getting a record deal with Atlantic Records back in 1994. So, and I've done 6 albums to date.
Tim has headlined nightclubs, Las Vegas casinos, festivals all over the world. He's played with great artists like Frankie Beverly, George Benson, Earth, Wind & Fire, Luther Vandross, The Temps, The OJs, Keith Sweat. The list goes on and on and on. Tim, I know you're putting the final touches on a new CD. Talk about that.
Yeah, my keyboard player myself, his name is Darren Stewart, producer that I've been working with since roughly 1989. We're putting together a brand new CD. We're almost done. We got one more tune to finish up. And the name of the album, what we called Reflection. And it's kind of like just reflecting back on my life and reflecting back on people that have been a part of what I've done musically. And matter of fact, there's a couple tunes on the album, one named after Reggie Williams. Reggie Williams was a middle linebacker from Flint, Michigan, actually, and played for the Cincinnati Bengals for several years, number 57. So the name of the song is RW57. And I got one for Carl Banks as well. I spoke to him the other night, doing really well, and probably going to call that one Famous 58. He's got a... some food that he's producing for tailgate parties. So he's doing really well, and a really good friend of mine that helped me get started financially in the music business many years ago.
Tim, I know that you have some performances coming up in the state of Michigan. Talk about those.
I'm going to be in Lansing in a few weeks, about 2.5 weeks, on April 15th. We're going to be down at Club XL, which is at 224 Washington Square. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets in advance are $20. Would suggest you get those in advance because at the door they're going to be $35. And you can go to my website at timcunningham.com and find the information. There's a website to go to that where you can purchase the tickets. The show, like I said, starts from 8 to 11. I believe there's some comedy that's going to go on prior to my going on. And then I'm going to be back in the area on June 24th and 25th. I'm going to be at the Elkhart Jazz Festival for probably, I think, the 11th or 12th time. And then the following week on July 4th weekend, July 3rd, I'm going to be down in St. Joe, Michigan.
And Tim, why don't you play the Mid-Michigan area more? Why aren't you playing the jazz festivals and the... Any other outdoor events that are in East Lansing and Lansing? I know from past history with you, you've made efforts to do that. What's the challenge to get you playing home more often?
It's really a challenge. You know, I played the Lansing Jazz Fest, but I have been advised by them that they did not want to invite the same people back to say, you know, year after year. And that's probably why you don't see me at the jazz festival every year. And I don't know if they're going to call me this year or not, but That's one of the challenges there. The other reasons, I've done some shows in Detroit, another area that I really love to play, and I used to play a club down there in the Renson that unfortunately closed down, and of course with all the issues with the economy, a lot of festivals and a lot of clubs and stuff have limited their budgets. They're losing sponsorships, and it really affects me on the low end because they want to put the bigger names in those clubs and in those festivals to draw people. So the guys like myself don't, get a chance as much to partake in, any of those events.
Tim, with the budget challenges that we see in states throughout the United States, there are cuts in school funding, and when those schools get funding cut, there are lots of things that are cut, and music's one of those. You ever think about that? Does that worry you?
Yeah, I just got off the phone a couple of weeks ago, last week, with one of my buddies. He plays keyboards in Chicago, and him and I were discussing how the economy has affected music over the last 3 or 4 years. And when you think about it, music is entertainment, and entertainment is one of the first things that pretty much goes out of everybody's budget when you're talking about an economic crisis. So people, they don't necessarily have to be entertained, but they do have to pay bills, and it affects us, it affects us all. It affects the record industry on, record sales. It affects everything. Fortunately, we're starting to turn this thing around a little bit. I see a little bit of turn in the economy, so things are starting to pick up a little bit.
Tim, I'll never forget the show that I attended. You played before Hootie and the Blowfish played, and it was out at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never seen a concert with so many people in the mid-Michigan area. It was played on a parking area. It's really a grass soccer and football field, but it's where cars would park for Michigan State football games. There were people sitting on cars. From what I understand, they estimated 55,000 people were there. Talk about the experience. I know that concert caught Hootie just before they really blew up. That album, that first album, had been released, and they had a hit. But it was incredible. It must have been a lot of fun to play before so many people.
Oh my God, that was the biggest crowd I had ever played in front of, other than the crowds at the Cincinnati Jazz Festival. Those are around 40,000. Great experience, and one, to be honest with you, an experience that, the crowd's a little further away from you, so you're not as nervous, and there's more people, there's more energy. So the more energy there is, the less nervous you are, and the more exciting it is to play, especially when the crowd is really feeding off of what you're doing. And for that many people to see me, and a lot of those people knew me from playing football, and the majority of them, of course, being from Lansing or the Lansing area. It was a very, very exciting experience, and one that I'll never, ever forget.
All right, Tim, we're going to go out to one of your tunes. For people who want more information, give the website address.
www.timcunningham.com, and you can also find me on Facebook.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.